Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 22, 2021. The ten is a cell of the spiritual body. Each one's primary responsibility is for his ten, for all the friends, for the common connection, in which the ten expresses our desire for the Creator, the demand to the Creator to correct and fill our common desire. Each person in the ten has to do this work. This is his personal, individual mission in regard to the ten. When tens connect in such a way, each one within itself, and turn into healthy cells, then it will be possible to assemble a spiritual body from these cells. It will be a man, Adam. So far, however, every ten is just one basic cell and nothing more. In this way, we form a drop of semen from which we will begin to multiply and grow in spirituality. Unless there is such a drop of semen consisting of ten friends, we cannot begin to grow in the spiritual world. This condition stands before us, as a border barrier, muxum, an obstacle that does not allow us to understand how necessary our connection is. Of course, we cannot do this work ourselves, but we must think, ask, and demand that the upper force will make this change within us. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 12, 2021, My Sons Defeated Me, Preparation for the Convention 2021. Building in the Center of Ten. We are entering the spiritual world about which it is said, I shall see an opposite world. It is impossible now to imagine this upside-down world from our world because it is not a simple negative where black is instead of white. Even if we try to bestow and love here in this world, we will not be able to properly reflect the spiritual world. We have nothing to relate to the spiritual world, no understanding, no feeling, no taste. So we have to go with our eyes shut. And in fact, our eyes are closed, and we do not see anything because we look only inside our egoistic desire. Our gaze is directed inward and we are taking care only of our stomach. And spirituality works in exactly the opposite direction. We are not able to imagine this opposite. If I do the opposite, it will not become spiritual. This is a very common misconception. To walk by faith in the sages means to follow the instructions of the Kabbalists with your eyes closed so that we awaken the manifestation of the soul within us, and reveal the image of the Creator, the attribute of bestowal, Bina, with the help of the Creator. One must at least begin to build a place for this, the condition for the revelation of the upper force so that this area becomes somewhat similar to the Creator. So first of all, it is necessary to make a restriction to free up space from egoistic desires, and then to start building on it, floor by floor, the stages of bestowal, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. We clear the place from our desire to receive and get an empty platform on which we can build the building of bestowal, that is, to let the Creator reveal Himself and build it. I must remove my I, my egoism, and let the Creator appear in its place. The Creator appears only in the pure place that I have made available for Him. And we really need the help of our friends for this. At the very center of our egoism, at the central point where we, egoists, unite, at the center of the ten, we must make room for the revelation of the Creator, for the manifestation of the quality of bestowal, so the soul begins to grow more and more from the lowest level, from birth, embryo, nursing, maturing. The quality of bestowal develops within the quality of reception, one form within another like an embryo growing inside the mother's body. And although the embryo is a foreign body for the mother, nature has arranged for the mother not to reject it, but, on the contrary, to support and raise it in every possible way, with care and love. The whole large body of the mother functions only to grow the embryo. And with the same love as a caring mother expecting a child, we need to unite in the ten and carefully cultivate the quality of bestowal between us. None of us can grow it by ourselves, but only together in the connection between us can we imagine the quality of bestowal and grow it more and more on top of our quality of reception. Our entire body, based on reception, will work to develop within it the desire for bestowal, the spiritual embryo that will be called man, Adam, because it will be like, Dome, the Creator. You can build your soul only through a complete spiritual organism, a group that annuls itself, freeing up a place in its center where the spiritual womb will be and the quality of bestowal will be revealed. As it is said, you have made me. By us, freeing the space from the desire to receive and allowing the desire to bestow to grow within the receiving desire, the Creator can form one form within another. Therefore, all our work is only group work. If I do not seek the Creator through my friends, then it is not the real Creator. The whole world wants to connect with the Creator, to turn to Him. But we can see how hopeless these attempts are. And it is all because people do not imagine the Creator correctly, as a connection between people. The Creator is the quality of bestowal that we build between us, in a place that we free from our egoism. We reveal the Creator through our receiving qualities, which take the form of bestowal. It is impossible to reach the Creator without love for the creatures. So it is said, from the love of man to the love of the Creator, from the love of the creatures to the love of the Creator. These are not just beautiful words, but a necessary condition for achieving true revelation. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson February 14, 2021, Faith in the Sages as the Means for Faith Above Reason. Tuning to the range of the revelation of the Creator. My egoism looks for flaws in my friends, but if I want to advance spiritually, I must, on the contrary, see their merits and envy their success. After all, I do not have enough desire to achieve the goal, and where else can I get it? I once was Adam HaRishon, one common soul, one great desire. But then this desire broke into many pieces, and I was left with only a tiny piece of the entire huge vessel of the system of the common soul. Now I have to move from this meager piece to the huge desire that I had when I was included in the entire system. This can only be achieved through envy. Envy is a very important tool that increases our desires and opportunities. And without growing the desire, it is impossible to move toward the goal. The Creator needs a certain volume in order to be revealed, called full measure, Seah. He cannot be revealed in a vessel capable of receiving only a few grams of filling. Let's say that the spiritual experience begins with receiving 10 kilograms of filling. When I find the need to receive such fulfillment, I begin to feel my desire empty and then fulfilled. And if my lack is less than that, I do not feel anything. All our sensory organs are arranged in the same way, working only in a certain range. Devices detect that there are many different waves around us, sound, light, but we do not see or hear them. We begin to perceive the signal, starting from a certain level and up to a certain level, that is, in a limited range. It works in the same way in the spiritual world. If we want to begin to experience spirituality, we must increase our desire to enjoy in addition to what we received in the shattering. At the expense of what can I turn 1 gram of desire that I have into 10 grams? Only by taking over the desires of others can I be impressed by their qualities and needs. So we get together in groups, learn together, discuss, and thus get involved in each other's desires. And the one who does not mix with the desires of others has no chance of revealing the Creator. The Creator reveals Himself between us. In my desire to receive that is increased by connecting with my friends. Therefore, without envy, which allows us to expand the Kli, we will not be able to reveal the Creator. The fact is that before the sin of the tree of knowledge in the breaking of Adam HaRishon, we were all connected and included in each other in an ideal way. But as a result of the shattering, each one has separated from the others, and now he lacks what is in others. Before the shattering, everyone had the same common desire, and now only his personal point remains while all other qualities are lost for him. And without attaching them to himself, he will not be able to reveal the Creator in them. Therefore, the revelation of the Creator depends on how much I have become involved in the qualities of a friend. It is about this that it is said that you lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed, and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul, and join them into a single body. This is our job. In this field, blessed by the Creator, we find all our broken desires and want to gather them together, to join them. And all this because of envy. I am now in my egoism and I envy my friends, what they have. Because of this I approach them, engage in their desires, and restore the whole vessel of Adam HaRishon. In this way, I correct the shattering and approach the goal of life, the goal of creation. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 15, 2021, Envy. Envy is the engine to achieve attainment. It is possible to grow in a natural way due to the growth of the egoistic desire inherent in us. Then we grow just like an animal. And it is possible to grow under the influence of the environment when we envy others and want to adopt their qualities and aspirations. The difference is that then we grow inside the system by being included in the environment. In this way, we correct the system of Adam HaRishon, achieve universal connection, and bring everything into a single system. It turns out that the development of a person due to envy is systematic and correct and leads to correction. We need to develop the right envy and be happy that our friends are superior to us, because then we have something to learn from them, something to envy, and something to take an example from. Therefore, everyone will want to be in a more important and powerful environment. One will want to see great people around him, not weak ones. If he considers himself small, he will be able to get more from the big ones and thus grow. Envy is a source of strength, motivation, and the qualities necessary to achieve the goal of creation. We get everything from the environment, and therefore, the influence of the environment on a person who is ready to expose himself to this influence is the key to and guarantee of proper advancement. Envy is the engine for the attainment of creation, for understanding the system of Adam HaRishon to which everyone is obliged to connect. Therefore, envy should be considered the basis of development. If you deprive a person of envy, then he will remain an animal. Envy allows him to reach the human level, the level of Adam, similar to the Creator. As long as we use the ability to envy correctly and are in an environment that promotes the development of envy, to that extent we will be able to rise to a higher level. Everything depends on this quality, whether I will be just an animal or a person similar to the Creator who has attained good and evil and revealed the entire universe. We must always search from where we want to get additional desires, who we want to envy, from whom to take an example, at the expense of which forces do we move toward the goal of creation, and where can we get them? And then I become more and more attached to my 10, without which I have no chance to advance and get closer to the right goal. As I cling to the group, I begin to see the purpose of life, its essence, and ultimately, the Creator. First of all, I have to see in the 10 the system of Adam HaRishon because there is nothing else, and everything else are just minor details. And if I give more and more importance to our connection, I begin to see the complete system through it. I no longer see my friends but a system that is designed in such a way that with the right attitude, it reveals the Creator to me. Instead of my 10, I reveal the spiritual system. Envy of my friends binds me to them, makes us closer and more suitable for each other. We connect in one system because everyone learns from others. I look at a friend and want to acquire his qualities. It turns out that I build in myself a quality that a friend has, and something common appears between us, that helps us to connect. And another friend looks at me, envies my abilities that he does not have, and because of this envy, he forms the same qualities in himself. We also have something in common and we connect. It turns out that due to envy we build connections between us, synapses that connect everyone to the rest. Everyone receives 10 individual sephirot through which we communicate with each other. In this way, a person builds a system and becomes involved in everyone, begins to feel everyone from within, and thus attains the spiritual, new world. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 16, 2021, Envy. Michael Leitman, on Quora, how can we find or make our destiny come true? We will each indeed have to scrutinize and choose what our true destiny is. What is our true destiny? We will eventually discover that our true destiny is not found in our narrow lives here, that is, it is not in reaching any kind of corporeal achievement or profession. Today, we are coming to 8 billion people on the planet, and there is no need for all the focus on professions as we had in the past, where people see their destinies in becoming great artists, scientists, doctors, entrepreneurs and the like. There is a new need growing in humanity, which requires dealing with destiny on a different level. People's true destiny in this world is to positively connect above the human ego's divisive drives, and to discover a new level of life in such connection. In other words, where the human ego demands fulfillment at the expense of other people and nature, our true destiny rests in rising above this nature-given tendency and discovering a new world unbounded by the ego's dictates and limits. The new level of life that we can discover in positive connection to each other above our egoistic drives is a spiritual life. Spiritual means life above our corporeal limitations and conditions, above the limits of time, space and motion. Corporeality is defined by the egoistic forces of reception, and spirituality means altruistic forces of giving and bestowal. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what are the principles of education? The key educational principle is love your neighbor as yourself. Realizing this principle leads us to the fullest realization of human potential, and the creation of a society of happy and confident people who feel completely safe and secure with one another. Moreover, realizing a state of common love, giving, caring and positive connection in human society leads us to completely understand ourselves, nature and the fundamental laws that run our existence in this world. It leads us to balance with nature, because nature is a quality of love and bestowal, and thus by actualizing similar attitudes and relations among each other, we fulfill our role in nature and feel ourselves as one with nature. Currently, we feel detached from nature. We each feel ourselves as individuals with egoistic goals, self-interests and self-concerns, qualities that oppose nature's altruistic quality. Therefore, by implementing a method of human connection, which lets us reach a state of mutual love and care, we enter into increasing balance with nature, and thus feel positive feedback from nature. We will find how several of the problems we experience in today's reality will simply disappear, as they are all based on thinking and acting in an egoistic opposition to the altruistic way in which nature thinks and acts. After establishing the main principle, that the goal of education should be to reach balance with nature through love your neighbor as yourself, since it is the key to our ultimate levels of happiness, confidence, safety, understanding, sensation and consciousness, then there are some other principles of education that help guide our way there. One is constancy. That is, education to reach a state of common love and positive connection is for every person, of all age groups, from young to old, and of all genders, races and languages. It is not something that starts and ends in a certain time period, like our current primary, secondary and tertiary education systems. Rather, education is not only what takes place in classrooms, but we are educated from the messages and examples we absorb in our societies. We should thus regularly consume media of all kinds of formats, that is, TV, radio, the internet, mobile devices and the like, as well as occasional participation in events, which all provide us with a method for achieving positive connection in society. Moreover, In order for this kind of education to become effective, we should ideally be registered in a system where we need to conduct and report on various exercises regularly. The exercises should aim at increasing our positive connection to each other and developing a more genuinely loving and caring attitude to others above our egoistic attitudes. Implementation of these educational principles in society would elevate us to a new level of human consciousness where we would experience peace, love, unity and harmony from the newfound balance with nature that we would attain. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Development of the Method of Correction. Balhasulam, the prophecy of Balhasulam, take this sword in your hand and guard it with your heart and soul. For it is a token between me and you, that all those good things will happen through you, for until now, I had no such faithful man as you to give him this sword. And I said to myself, may I grant all the dwellers of the world a drop of the purity of this sword, for then they will know that the pleasantness of the Lord is in the land. The Creator says that through Balhasulam he gives the world a method of correction that has never been passed on to anyone before. My teacher was the eldest son of Balhasulam, and he took over the method of correction from him and passed it on to me. It is truly the most suitable for those souls who are now descending into our world. With its help, we can correct ourselves, correct the world, and achieve the goal of creation. I have chosen you for a righteous sage in all this generation, to heal the human suffering with lasting salvation. Take this sword in your hand, and guard it with thy heart and soul. For it is a sign between me and you, that all those good things will happen through you, for until now, I had no such faithful man as you, to give him this sword. Therefore, when the Creator says in essence, you are a special person, and it is to you that I entrust this sword, this technique, the key of salvation, they are not empty words. Comment: it is known that the Creator told Moses the same thing upon his exit from Egypt. My response: at that time, it was necessary. But the Torah that Moses established is not enough for our generation because souls have gone through a lot of egoistic changes since then, and in our generation, they need a new approach. Not even a new approach but a development of the previous technique to make a real method of correction out of it. This is what Balhasulam added. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar No. 5. Creation and its female part. The Book of Zohar, J.A. Sarah, The Life of Sarah, Chapter 80, Why Are All Types of Witchcraft and Magic in Women? It is because when the serpent came over Eve, he cast filth in her. He cast only in her and not in her husband, and the spells extend from the filth of the serpent. This is why witchcraft is in women. In Kabbalah, women are a very important part of creation, even more important than the masculine part since everything comes from her. And the male part is just a link between the female part and the Creator. The whole of creation is the female part. Therefore birth, stages of ascent, and all of the actions of creation are realized in a woman. And men are needed in the world only to provide for her, but life itself is in women. And this is true. If men understood this and agreed, the world would be much better, straighter. Unfortunately, we are not that corrected yet. From the spiritual point of view, the female part in creation is called desire and the male part is called intention. The Creator created the desire, and then the correct intention was created for it, for the sake of the Creator. But when this intention was corrupted by the so-called sin, it turned into its opposite. That is, the intention to give has been replaced by receiving for the sake of oneself without any love or compassion for others. Why do we say that a woman is corrupted, that she has all the evil in her, that she has the venom of the serpent, and man does not? Because evil manifests itself in the female part. At the same time, I do not mean women at all. When I say woman, I associate it only with spiritual qualities. Therefore, You do not need to perceive my words at the level of our world. So, Eve was not corrupted before the shifting of the egoistic property of receiving to Adam. Adam himself was corrupted, and because of this, the whole world, including Eve, was corrupted. She was the transferring link from the serpent to Adam. When Adam sinned, they both descended to the lowest level, to the state of permanent sin, and from this egoistic state they must come out. The exit is mainly carried out through the efforts of Adam, the male part of creation, because it is engaged in correcting the intention and must change it from receiving to giving. And the female part is more passive. She accepts this intention and works with it. And we see this in practice in the male and female characters, in their approach to the world. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 4. It is not enough just to love others. Question: Scientists call oxytocin the love hormone. They believed that it is required mainly during childbirth. Then they realized that this is the main thing in the communication between mother and a child. Then they found that the basis of communication between lovers and friends is oxytocin. Now scientists at the University of Toledo offer it as an antivirus. They say that if the virus suppresses the immune system, then the love hormone, on the contrary, raises the immune system. This balance will give a person strength. Basically, is your treatment based on injecting a person with the love hormone? Answer: No, it is not about starting to love others. The point is that there is an inner reconstruction. Moreover, it must occur under pressure, but will, with the efforts of the person himself. Question: As a result, are you against all these medical treatments? Answer: No, I am not against them. Yes to the treatments. But not to cure a person of hatred. You cannot do it, you will suppress him. The Creator said, I have created the evil inclination, but I have given the special, upper light against it, which you must apply gradually. You will feel and see how you make a human out of yourself. A person must go through all these very difficult states by himself. He must understand why the Creator made him this way. A person must understand why he was created evil. He should slowly start by not removing this evil from himself, but covering it with good, with the help of the upper influence, the upper light, and getting closer to the Creator. He receives from the Creator the quality of bestowal and love that is opposite of the quality of a person to receive and hate, which is the natural quality, that is, the evil inclination in a person. Therefore, advance in such a way. This is a serious job that a person must do by himself. This is what the Creator gave us, to work with. We must create a human out of ourselves, to mold it ourselves. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 22, 2020. Two types of connection between teacher and student. Question: Hundreds of thousands of people have discovered the wisdom of Kabbalah. This became a revelation and great joy for them. But it turns out that it is not that simple. We need to find a teacher, not just find him, but establish a connection with him. What does connection mean on the path with a guide, a teacher? Answer: Today the teacher is not necessarily the one who is next to you. Once upon a time, there were places where students lived with their teachers. Now, this is not necessary since we can communicate very well through virtual connections. Therefore, it is no longer necessary for the teacher and the student to be in direct contact with each other. But a connection with a teacher is needed in order to learn from him. Question: How is this connection built? What is required from a student and possibly from a teacher? Answer: The point is that there are different types of communication with the teacher. One of them is common, like at the university where you entered the classroom, sit down, attend lectures, then pass exams, and leave, practically without any contact with the teacher. You learn from your lecture notes, from what he gives you, but nothing more. There is a clearer connection when the teacher directly influences the student, and he changes in accordance with this. Moreover, the teacher watches him, educates him individually, presenting him with rather serious requirements. But not everyone is ready to accept them. Question: does the willingness to accept these requirements depend on the person or on some preliminary factors? Answer: yes, there are preliminary factors, but they are not sufficient. In order to bring them to the state of being sufficient, the efforts of the student himself are needed. From CAB TV's Teacher, Student, July 2, 2019. The Four States of an Egoistic Society. Comment: the Torah examines four relationships between people. One of them, what is mine is mine and what is yours, is regarded as the worst and is called Sodom. And in our world it is considered normal. My response: no. This is an abnormal state because it cuts off all connections between people. I have no right either to give something to you or to receive something from you. So everyone in the society is absolutely isolated from each other. In addition, they even spy upon each other to comply with this condition. Question: it is against unity, against the tendency of nature to bring us to one common whole? Answer: this is completely against nature because nature is built on interconnection between atoms, particles, cells, and people, at least in something, at least in some way. And here, everything is based on isolation. The second state, what is mine is yours, and what is yours is mine. This is the essence of the nature of a primitive society where everything is common property: wives, children, dwellings, and animals. This state is characteristic of undeveloped egoism, in particular, of a primitive communal system. The third state, what is mine is yours, and what is yours. In the Torah, it is called Hesed. This is a good but incomplete state in which I am practically locked on giving to another person and thinking about others. This is good for small groups of people, for children, for weak societies, for the sick and old people, when I give away and transfer everything to them. But this is a flawed state in which there is no flow of information and forces, no exchange. Everything goes in one direction, and nature is not built that way. Nature is based on the fact that all of its parts are integrally locked in one common system, and between them there is an exchange of energy, information, and vital forces to support the entire system together in its integral, correct interaction. The fourth state, what is mine is mine, and what is mine, is called criminal when I get from society more than I should. Basically, all these four types of interaction between people exist in egoism. None is perfect. Kabbalah raises us above them. A perfect state is when we are in complete interaction with each other, in inclusion in each other. This is not the case in any of the four states. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, May 13, 2019.